Why are you here today?
We're here because Troy Police Sergeant Randall French killed Edson Thevenin in cold blood in August of 2016, and the city of Troy has covered it up about four different times, not only the police department, but the mayor, the former DA, Joel Abelov, and the chief of police. 2 days after Edson Thevenin was shot, before any investigation could happen, they stood up publicly and said that shooting was justified. Now it's been revealed that they have covered up yet another report that proves that French lied about the killing. He said that he was pinned by Edson Thevenin's car. It appears perfectly clear that Sergeant French chased Edson Thevenin following a routine stop, chased him, jumped out of his car, and started shooting before anything else happened. They claim they can shoot anybody in a car and call the car a weapon. They've got to stop that. They can't claim that anybody driving a car is armed, and therefore they have the right to shoot them. That's one of our demands. They've got to change those policies.
What are your other demands?
We need a former DA Abelov to continue to be prosecuted for his role in the cover-up. He allowed Sergeant French, 4 days after the murder, he allowed Sergeant French to testify with immunity in front of the grand jury, so that Sergeant French, no matter what information came out, was barred from being prosecuted for anything that he did. However, now that it's obvious that Sergeant French lied, and that Sergeant French and all of the members of the administration lied and covered up the murder, we think that they can open a new prosecution for the cover-up. They can no longer prosecute Sergeant French for murder, but they can prosecute everybody for covering it up, including the mayor, who has announced several different times that this killing was justified in the face of all the evidence.
Do you have other demands?
We're demanding a civilian review board with teeth. That is a civilian review board that has the power to subpoena and get all the information that's needed. A civilian review board presently exists on paper in the city of Troy, but has not been staffed for several years. We don't want that one. It doesn't have any teeth, and its members are appointed by the mayor, who is one of the main figures in this cover-up. So it doesn't do us any good to have a token civilian review board. We need a real civilian review board with community input into its members and with power to actually investigate and make changes.
Is there anything that could happen at tonight's city council meeting that would help push forward on this agenda?
Nothing official can happen at this city council meeting. It's not even on the agenda. But what is happening at this city council meeting is that the city council and the city officials and the police are becoming aware that there's outrage among the people of Troy, and that people are not going to let this go by. They're not going to let this most recent cover-up of this murder that's been covered up four different times, we're not going to allow it to continue. So they're seeing what's happened is that the shame of Troy has really been exposed in a way that's more than it's been exposed before. The Attorney General's report in 2018 also pointed to guilt on the part of French and on the part of the police department and the city for covering it up. The city somehow slid by that one without the outrage that this one has provoked. This revelation that the city sat on its own internal report, which proved that French was lying, has really caused a level of attention and outrage that I hope will allow us to make the changes that we need. We need no more racist policing. We need the cops not to be shooting our family members. We need the cops who act with unjustified deadly force to be prosecuted, not to be granted immunity. They need to be fired. They need to be off the force. They need to not be in our communities.
Is there anything else you want to say?
There are many different levels on which this can be prosecuted. We need the city council to make some changes in the civilian review board. We need the city council, the police work for the city, and so the city council has to approve their budget. The city council has input into the processes of the police department. So we need the city council to act. We need the Rensselaer County DA is the person that has the power to prosecute cops who act with deadly force and also has the power to prosecute this cover-up. We need the state attorney general to continue. They had prosecuted Abelov for the cover-up. That prosecution was dismissed by a local judge who's also part of the Old Boys Network. The attorney general has vowed to continue that prosecution. We need to make sure that the attorney general appeals for the charges against Abelov to be reinstated and continue to be prosecuted. So many different levels. We'd like a law that says that cops who act with deadly force, whether the person is killed or not, will be investigated by an independent investigator from the Attorney General's office. There was an executive order that allowed the Attorney General to do that in a limited way. We need that executive order to be expanded. There are a lot of different levels on which we need action from a whole set of local and state officials in order to make sure that this kind of police murder in our communities doesn't continue to happen. A year after Edson Thevenin was killed, another police officer, Eiler, shot and seriously wounded Dominic McDonald. And it was at that point, also unjustified, also in a car, also being sought on very minor charges, in this case, parole violation, Dominique's case, parole violation. And at that point, we started Justice for Dominique to prevent it from happening again. And the uncle of Dominic McDonald, Messiah James Cooper, who was one of the founding members of Justice for Dominic, says if we had acted with force when Edson Thevenin was shot, we might have prevented Dominic McDonald from being shot. And so this time, we're acting with force to prevent the next member of our community from being shot.